You are invited to join us this Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church to worship God and study His Word. At 9:30, Pastor Bob Enyart's verse-by-verse Bible study will help you to gain new understanding of God's Word. The Bible study is followed by a time of fellowship at 10:30, then join our worship team in praise and worship of our Creator God at 10:50, followed by Pastor Enyart's sermon. Denver Bible Church meets at Two Roads School at the corner of Oak and 72nd Streets in Arvada. Join us this Sunday at Denver Bible Church, and bring your Bible.
Greetings to the broadest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church. We were in court today, we being the royal we, not just me, Bob Enyart. Actually, we have an attorney back east who's fighting for us in a case that I believe Doug McBurney mentioned last week on the air. I haven't mentioned it on the air. There has been a notice atop our website, kgov.com. And so while I'd rather not get into it in depth, I'll give you just a brief overview. And it has to do with the name of our program that we've been airing for years on Friday called Real Science Friday. Real Science Friday. And the lawsuit comes from the host of a national public radio program, Ira Flatow, who hosts their program called Science Friday. And you could see right away that our program is called Real Science Friday, which is a critique of the perspective that this government subsidized through the National Science Foundation and airing on 300 stations on the NPR National Public Radio Network, the perspective that they come to when they talk about science, it's not at all to give glory or credit to our Creator God. It's to promote a materialist, secular worldview that, well, basically there is no Creator God to give thanks to, and we don't owe Him our allegiance. Right and wrong do not flow from God. So if you have an unborn child, you know, you could kill it because you don't have to answer to anyone, for example. And so the lawsuit is over a trademark infringement, and you could read about this. You could start at, well, let's see. You could go to wikipedia.com, go to the Science Friday website. There's a report there. Also in the New York Post, there was an article about a week ago about the lawsuit. And so the suit was filed in the Supreme Court of the state of New York in Manhattan. And the first hearing was scheduled for this morning, and we have retained an attorney in New York. So the first order of business was to figure out if this action was in the right court, the right venue, jurisdiction. And it seems to be a case that centers on free speech and U.S. trademark law. So it's more of a federal issue. And I mean, don't make a federal case out of it, but it's more of a federal issue. Don't make a federal case out of it if you don't have to. But so our attorney filed the paperwork and was able to remove the case to federal court. So it's no longer in Manhattan, in New York State Court, but it's now a federal court case. And so this is significant. They're asking for substantive damages, and we want to be wise. We don't, you know, you get guys involved in anything, and there's testosterone, and everybody wants to fight, and it's their ego. And we don't want that to be the case at all. We want to figure out what is right and what is best, and then to do what is right and do what is best. And so initially, we are you know, trying to understand. We're praying, asking God for wisdom and guidance. And we ask you guys to pray. I don't know why everybody says we covet your prayers when God says don't covet. I don't think that's an unacceptable use of that word. It's just a little peculiar. The coveted Heisman Trophy. I mean, you know, Tim Tebow was taught don't covet. So anyway, we covet your prayers. Well, we ask for your prayers. And our goal here at Bob and Yurt Live, and also on Fridays with Real Science Friday, is to present to the world the answer for the hope that is within us. As the Bible says, to demolish the arguments of the unbeliever. Not to demolish the person, but to demolish the arguments of the unbelievers and their self-confidence that they have nothing to fear in their rejection of God as our Creator and Jesus Christ as our Savior, if in fact we humble ourselves and ask Him to forgive us and to save us, and then He will. And because He died for our sin and was raised from the dead, we could live forever if we trust in Him. So that is our purpose here on Bob and Yurt Live, to share with people the truth that God is real, that you're not God, and I'm not God, we're not God. God is real. He made us. We have rebelled against Him in our sin, and we will be separated from Him unless we are reconciled to Him. And that's the reason for the world's number one bestseller, the Bible, translated into many hundreds of languages, and soon to be translated universally into every language in existence, over 1,000 languages. If you want to know more about that, where could you find out more about that? So fascinating. I think if you go to AmericanRightToLife.org/gospel, just look at the gospel there at AmericanRightToLife.org, and I think you'll see how neat it is, how God has made such an effort to reach everyone in the world. And so we do what we do to attempt to critique those, especially when the government uses tax dollars to promote a godless worldview. That's just so wrong on so many levels. And then here's this radio giant on hundreds of stations and attempting to stop our critique. So we're critiquing them. They're Science Friday, and we think they're more like Science Fiction Friday, Sci-Fi Friday. And so we want to point out that if you want to know about real science on Friday, you come to a creationist. You come to a Christian source, which has the Bible as their foundation of understanding the world we live in. So, for example, let's say today somebody's never heard of us and they never heard of them, and they want to know about the greatest paleontological discovery of the last century. That's what they want to know. And so they want to Google, find out about, let's say, dinosaur soft tissue. What are they going to go to NPR's website? What are they going to find out? They're going to find out nothing, because NPR is not meeting its responsibility to share actual science. They share politically correct science. Science that they think refutes the existence of the living God. That's the kind of science they prefer. Whereas real science, the nation does not know that for years now, scientists have been confirming that they have found blood vessels and blood cells and hemoglobin and proteins in dinosaur bones. The world doesn't know that. They don't know that the scientific peer-reviewed journal papers have run 10 to 1 against the claim that this is contamination. This is not real dinosaur. Well, it's real dinosaur. This is dinosaur. And so people ask naturally, well, how could soft tissue remain buried in like sandstone in Montana for 68 million years? How does that happen? Doesn't make sense to people. And so because it doesn't make sense and it's a hard sell, that's one of the reasons why the public doesn't know about the greatest paleontological discovery of the last century. They don't know. So the public, you can't go to Science Friday to find out about the most important scientific discoveries. You got to go to Real Science Friday. And don't be fooled by NPR's parody titled Science Friday. NPR's program is on 300 stations. That's it, 300. The Real Science Friday is on one radio station. One. And so don't be fooled by them. And so anyway, that's what's been going on today. The initial salvo came from NPR's program, Science Friday, and Ira Flatow. And it said that we needed to be in court by this morning, and we find this out a week ago. It's Thanksgiving week. And how do you get an attorney up to speed in Manhattan in like 4 days? It was sort of crazy. So anyway, it seemed wise to at least begin by making sure the case is in the right court. And so they served the ball to us. It was a hard serve. And we lobbed it up over a fence into another court. And so now it's in a federal court. And I guess that would mean, I'm not sure, but I guess that would mean it's out of Manhattan and maybe it's in Westchester County, New York. Not sure about that. But we will, of course, keep you informed. And this is a difficult matter. It's serious. It's time consuming. It's expensive. But we will continue to think through it and pray through it. Our goal is to reach as many people with the gospel of Jesus Christ as we can. And so as the Bible talks about demolishing the arguments of the unbelievers, some of the primary arguments that deceive millions of people is that you don't need God to have life. That somehow the scientists have figured it out that you don't need God to have life. And, you know, if anyone anywhere in the world says they figured it out, you don't need God for life, they are either ignorant or lying to you. Because biological life is so wildly complicated, and there are so many simultaneous prerequisites to have life, and virtually every one of those prerequisites are wildly, wildly, wildly improbable. And so you're going to have what? Proteins self-assemble and a code assembled to make those proteins on demand and a cell membrane and the ability to take in nutrients and expel waste and all the simplest life that scientists have been able to determine. They get a simple single-celled organism, simple, takes 128 computers to simulate it. So the simplest one they could find, and they further break it. They break huge chunks of its DNA down to where it's like they think it's utterly streamlined. Anything less than this, and it can't survive, even in a laboratory. And so you say, okay, how simple did you get it, guys? And they say, well, it's wildly, 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 wildly complex. Well, can't these chemicals just all come together and start to live? And you think when an organism dies, let's say a wild horse dies, and coyotes are eating it, and parts of it are decomposing, and bacteria's got at it. Every moment of every day, there are how many organisms that are decomposing? In the seas, in freshwater lakes, on land. I mean, there's millions, right? Including counting single-celled organisms and multi-celled but still small organisms and plants and animals. Millions, billions decomposing at every moment of every day, and life does not arise even though you have all the chemicals right there. You don't just need all the chemicals right there. You need life, because that's the fundamental law of biology, that biogenesis, that life comes from life. So when government money is spent to sell to people the belief that you don't need God to get the universe, you just get a universe from nothing, you know. In fact, Lawrence Krauss said on this show, well, probably trillions of universe, maybe infinite universes. They just all pop out of nothing, right? And so we interviewed / debated Lawrence Krauss, one of the world's leading physicists. And on our website, you could go to kgov.com, click on our science tab, or go to kgov.com/science or /Krauss. Krauss, and you could listen to or read the debate and the arguments that are used to attempt to defend a godlessness as the origin of the universe and of life. And it doesn't fly, to say the least. And what happens is that the evidence, say, for the Big Bang is oversold. Wouldn't it be neat if NPR did a week of shows on the evidence that seems to contradict the Big Bang? Even if they say, you know, we believe in the Big Bang, but let's give some equal time to these hundreds of scientists, well, hundreds who've gone on record. Obviously, they represent thousands of other scientists who don't want to deal with the hassle of publicly saying that they doubt the Big Bang. I'm talking about astronomers and astrophysicists and so on, cosmologists. Wouldn't it be neat if NPR could say, you know, we're gonna do a week of shows? After all, on Science Friday, they trademark the phrase, every day is Science Friday. So wouldn't it be funny? You go, we're gonna do Science Tuesday. Every day is Science Friday. No, they wouldn't do that. But they trademark that phrase too. Every day is Science Friday. So they could do every day is Science Friday, a week of shows or 1 month of shows, giving equal time to the thousands of scientists who think that there's tremendous evidence that the Big Bang may not be true. I mean, just go to cosmologystatement.org and you could get hundreds of their names. Or how about scientists, say PhD scientists, PhDs, not just your run-of-the-mill, you know, bachelor of science or somebody with a degree in biology, but PhDs who believe that Darwinism does not explain life. Now, how many might there be of those? Well, at the Creation Research Society, there are about 700 advanced-degreed scientists who are voting members. But Dr. Jerry Bergman, who we've interviewed on this show here in studio, Dr. Bergman has assembled, and it's online. You could get to it from our website, kgov.com, a list of 3,000 PhD scientists who are Darwin doubters or who reject Darwin. 3,000 PhDs. 3,000. Thousand. So wouldn't that be neat to have equal time to scientists who are educated? Reminds me of an article in the Houston Chronicle about a week ago where this, an evolutionist, was he a scientist? I think he was a scientist who wrote the article, who said, hey, we claim that creationists are ignorant of the science, but we need to get over that. Because a lot of the leading creationists are completely credentialed. They are successful scientists in their fields. They publish in Nature and many of the world's top science journals. And Aaron Ra said that in his first video, I think, when I debated him, his atheist videos have millions of views. And Aaron Ra said, to be a creationist, you don't have to know anything, right? So I said, Aaron, do you make arbitrary accusations? Because that's arbitrary, right? And he said, no, that's not arbitrary. And I said, well, isn't it true that many evolutionists don't know anything? And he said, well, that is true. So I said, well, then isn't it arbitrary to use it against creationists when it's also true of evolutionists? You have what? Tens of millions or hundreds of millions of people who believe in evolution who don't know anything about the science? Nothing. What do they know about mutation rates and epigenetics and all the issues involved? What do they know? So you don't have to know anything to be an evolutionist. And so your accusation, it's arbitrary. How did he respond to that? I think he changed the topic. We would love it if the government did not use tax dollars to undermine the honor that is due to our Creator God. It's like a war against God. And so we like to call attention to that war and say they're using science in a biased way with an agenda. Because science, one of the reasons that evolutionists get so angry, and all you have to do is go on a blog of a famous evolutionist like P.Z. Myers. But you got to watch out because his blog is filthy, because they can't seem to communicate without constantly referencing like human waste and sex acts and genitals. They just can't do it. They can't communicate. And, you know, when you tell people they're animals and they believe they're animals for years and decades, eventually they act like animals. You know, you got a horse downtown Denver. You go to ride the horse. It's December 23rd and it's cold out and you get a nice wool blanket over you and you ride a carriage and horse and the horse will go to the bathroom right in front of another horse. And you think, boy, aren't you embarrassed? No, they're not embarrassed because it's a horse. They don't have a spirit. They don't have a perspective from which to be ashamed of their bodily functions. And so P.C. Myers and crew, they've spent years killing their spirit so that they're spiritually dead, so they could talk about defecation in their normal speech to strangers, to women, to children, talk about sex acts, and they don't, it's just, they have no perspective from which to be ashamed because they're nothing more than their bodily functions. And so you got to be careful if you go over to P.Z. Myers' blog. But if you go over there, you'll realize the intensity of the hatred toward anyone who would even question, is there really evidence for Darwinism? Or, you know, maybe you do need a creator. Forget it. I mean, you'll be drawn and quartered verbally. And so there's this intense hatred. And I think the reason is, it's like if you went into Tahrir Square today in Egypt, and you said, Allah is a false god and Muhammad is a fraud, right? You'd probably get your head handed to you. They'd be enraged. And when you use science to show the evidence for God, Lawrence Krauss, P.Z. Myers, these guys, Aaron Ra, you are blaspheming their God. Because to them, science is their God. They worship science. So they see it as blasphemy. And they use the government, the force of government, to create and to enforce new blasphemy laws where you're just not allowed in public to say these things and to criticize their God. So that's where the emotion and the drama comes from. So we're doing our best to reach as many people as we can with the truth of the gospel. On top of our website at kgov.com, there's a beautiful banner. Who made this banner? Who out there made the banner? Caesar made the banner? Daryl made the banner. It says Christmas sale, all BEL products 25% off. That's a deep discount. You know the last time we gave a discount like that? Never? About Well, we've done it, I think, once in 20 years. So 25% off Christmas sale, and we have just the most wonderful DVDs and Bible study albums, audio albums, and books on science, on theology, on marriage and raising children and worshiping God, on books of the Bible, verse-by-verse studies. And so you could get one for yourself and pick up another for a friend. And 25% off. So that's that hopefully will help increase revenue for us during a difficult time of the year. And on top of that, the difficulty of dealing with a lawsuit right now. So please pray for us. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, MSNBC, one of their news anchors, said that Jesus was born to an unwed mother. And that's so typical, right? Remember years ago, Jesse Jackson said Mary and Joseph were homeless. They weren't homeless. They were traveling, right? And back then, that was the politically correct thing of the day. Every day there was a homeless story because they were campaigning against George W. Bush. And when there's a Democrat in the White House, there are no homeless stories, just pretty much none. Oh, and by the way, the evidence is that Joseph married Mary after God appeared to him in the dream, remember in Luke, and married her. But the text says that he married her, but he did not know her until after the baby was born. Remember, it was a virgin conception. And so basically, they were married. They were betrothed before the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. And that's almost like a marriage, but you're waiting for the consummation. And so Joseph then realized that Mary was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And so he wasn't going to divorce her. He would marry her, but the consummation came after the baby was born. So the MSNBC author, I think, is just a bit confused. University of Colorado, they said they're willing to segregate gun owners in a certain dorm. I guess that would be the low crime dorm, if that ever happens. And Israel testing a brand new generation of anti-rocket missile defense. Great. God bless you guys.
You are invited to join us this Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church to worship God and study His Word. At 9:30, Pastor Bob Enyart's verse-by-verse Bible study will help you to gain new understanding of God's Word. The Bible study is followed by a time of fellowship at 10:30, then join our worship team in praise and worship of our Creator God at 10:50, followed by Pastor Enyart's sermon. Denver Bible Church meets at Two Roads School at the corner of Oak and 72nd Streets in Arvada. Join us this Sunday at Denver Bible Church, and bring your Bible.
You can support the ministry of Bob Enyart Live by subscribing to Bob's monthly Bible studies, monthly videos, monthly sermons, or monthly classic TV shows at kgovstore.com. You can also support the show and make a monthly or one-time donation by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.